Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. It's us today. They've left us in charge
just
of the pod.
I know. I feel like Risky Business. All the adults left and it's just the dumbass kids. But you know, Risky Business, listen, I thought it was just like a cute teen movie. No. Tom Cruise is running a prostitution ring in his house.
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched that, I was like, oh, is that what this is about? And that is...
Yeah.
I mean, that's a risky business.
I mean, yeah. Legalized sex work.
Absolutely. And like, it doesn't need to be as risky. Yeah. We could mitigate some of those risks, but at the time
mitigate
in the 80s, certainly.
Mitigate the risky business. Mitigate the risky business.
Yeah, that can be the reboot, is that it's just like a bunch of young women who are operating like an ethical and legal brothel in Nevada.
There was this movie called The Babysitters or something, or Hot Babysitter, and it's like a prostitution babysitter ring, and in this like one town, and then like the girl who started it, and they're like, I think in high school or something, which is like, but the girl
is
who started.
Is this a real thing that happened or just a movie?
I don't think so, but.
Okay, good. I was like, what?
Well, I think like, I think it started off with like, she was babysitting and the dad had an affair with her and then he gave her $200. And then she's like, oh, I can do this. And there it goes. And then it ends with her dad being one of, being a customer.
Wow. Well, that's a tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time.
All right. So I wanted to kick things off today. I'm playing the role of Amanda today. I wanted to start off talking, you know, Thanksgiving. It's coming up. What are your plans, if you want to share them?
Yeah, no. I got a new puppy, and I'm really happy about that.
Yay! So exciting. Yeah. I guess now is time to announce that Danny and I are also getting a new puppy. And that was the expansion of the Sup family that we alluded to last week.
Yes, Betches Pups is what it should be called.
The Betches Pups podcast.
Betches Pups podcast.
Put that in the idea bank. Around. Copyright that.
Copyright that, huh? Betches Pups. So my plan is, you know, I do have a crazy life. I'm constantly doing shows, yada, yada, yada. But I'm like, oh, you know, I'll use this time in the holidays to like get the dog acclimated and all this stuff. And then hopefully by January, it's like potty trained and stuff. But for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, I'm going to like hang out with some friends at a bar and get drunk. And honestly, holidays in New York are the best. Because it's all like the estranged scumbags. It's like all the bars are all mostly guys and they all have mommy issues and they're all terribly hot and the sex is great. Oh my God, the hot leftovers, it's like, I guess, you know what? It's like Marshall's. It's like, you know, really good discounted stuff. That's a little slightly damaged.
Yeah, you gotta wade through some stuff that's like, I don't know what this is.
I don't know who or where this, for what occasion and why, But I'm gonna buy it because it's $7.99.
Exactly. But it's $7.99. Yeah, Danny and I are doing Christmas in New York, so we'll be with the estranged scumbags. We are going to New Jersey for Thanksgiving, but the reason I bring all of this up is for our first bit of news, which is that Target announced yesterday that it will no longer open on Thanksgiving from now on. So previously, due to the pandemic, Target had closed its doors on the holidays last year, along with other big retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, and Dick's Sporting Goods. But unlike those other realty retailers, Target has announced that from now on, it will no longer open its doors on Thanksgiving. I think a lot of those other ones are still not open on this Thanksgiving, but they like reserve the right to go back to making you work on Thanksgiving in the future. And CEO Brian Cornell said, what started as a temporary measure driven by the pandemic is now our standard. And he said they made the decision after visiting stores in New Jersey and New York, where retail workers told them that they enjoyed being... I'm sorry, I like can't even read this sentence. He had to be told by, he went and visited the stores, and the workers told him, you're not going to believe it, Millie. They told him that they enjoy being able to spend time at home on Thanksgiving. Well,
who'd have fucking thunk?
You know, and that's the thing, that's something that he couldn't have known unless he had gotten in there and gotten right into the stores.
Elise, you just literally explained seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, of the show Undercover Boss.
Oh my God, my employees don't love working all the time?
My employees don't love being exploited. There was one, basically Undercover Boss is like, they put the CEO in prosthetics and then make him work like 3 shifts as like the lowest and like different departments in the thing. Mm-hmm. And one of them, and then there's always like a mean employee that they get and they fire or whatever, which whatever. But then, one of them was the guy who runs waste management, and they put him on a garbage truck route. And then they're like, he's like, I have to pee. And they're like, okay. And pee in this bottle. And then he's like, yeah, what?
You don't let you us don't pee, have... my dude.
Yeah. And then he's like, you guys don't have, and it's like, no, these, we've told them multiple times that this is like unsustainable. And it's just like, wow, you really had to like, be withheld pee, which they like kind of didn't really make you do, just to like have compassion for people, like whatever.
Well, yeah. So this is actually like some states have laws prohibiting big box stores from opening on Thanksgiving. Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island all have those laws. So New England is New England is, well, they're like, no. Children. Well, Thanksgiving, exactly. They're like, we're not fucking with Thanksgiving. This is our day where we celebrate our crimes that we did.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, as a consumer, have I been to a store on Thanksgiving? Yes. But if you plan it well, if you know that it's going to close, then you'll fucking make other arrangements. So you're like, oh, I have to buy everything ahead of time.
Exactly, and like, you went to stores on Thanksgiving because they were open on Thanksgiving. If you knew mm-hmm. no stores were open on Thanksgiving, you would have, like you said, made another arrangement. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because my mom has always worked retail my entire life and like kind of worked every single job in the stores along the way. And so as a result, she always had to work on Thanksgiving. And I remember when I was a kid, it wasn't as bad. But then starting when I was in like from high school to college, it started to get crazy how early she had to be like in the store on Thanksgiving. And it's like she was missing half of dinner, or like she couldn't stay for stuff after, or she couldn't really participate in Thanksgiving at all. And it like, I noticed that the trend got worse as I got older. I don't remember that always being the case. And it's funny because, like, when I was younger, my mom would have been really working, like, front of house in the stores, like, actually, like, at the register and stuff. But it got that the older I got, the worse it got. So I think it's good to see. It's really sad that this, like, holiday that's supposed to be about being, like, grateful for what you have or whatever has been, like, completely co-opted by capitalism to where it's like, no, you need to buy items as early as humanly possible on this day.
Or, like, Black Friday or whatever, like, or the sales, like, it's just crazy. My mom, she works in the hair industry. She always mm-hmm. owns salons. So she would always, like, be really big, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, those are her busy times. She never worked Thanksgiving Day, but it was also just like, she'd be fucking exhausted. She got home at like 10 p.m. from a salon. And then she wouldn't like, it was crazy to me that people eat Thanksgiving dinner at 1 or 2 p.m. because like, that's kind of when my mom starts cooking because like, she's so exhausted from the day before.
We were like, the opposite where it was like we had to have our dinner early because my mom had to be in the store like literally with her like little apron on ready to get like trampled by people who need to buy like wrapping paper or whatever the fuck. But like I think it's an interesting conversation to think about like what we expect of like employees of places during the holidays.
Yeah,
because even like my husband, Danny, works in, like, online retail. And starting around the holidays, it gets so crazy. And people are so, like, wild toward him via email that it, like, I don't know. Like, he's had conversations with me about being, like, it really, like, dampens the holidays for me because I have to deal with so many, like, hateful and angry people that are yelling at me about, like, menswear. And like, it makes me feel sad. It makes me like go into the holidays feeling like I don't feel like brotherhood and joy with my fellow man.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I used to work, this is a little different, but I used to work in an ad agency and like Christmas would be such a big fucking holiday. But in order for everything to launch by Christmas, we have to do all these like crazy ass photo shoots and video shoots in like October so that it's edited and ready by Christmas. So I've like, by fucking Christmas, I would be so burnt out by Christmas. I'm just like, I don't even care anymore. And then another thing too that I was thinking about, like online retailing and holidays, there's the Away Luggage. Do you remember that? Like Away Luggage. It was like luggage that had a USB for it.
Yeah, they have. Well, I know what the luggage is, but I remember they had like an like. Some kind of, I don't know, there was like a scandal with that.
Work exploitation scandal.
Right, okay, that's what it was.
Where they like underpaid customer service work. There's like a really, really long Business Insider piece or whatever about how they like treated their workers and how, yeah, like they, they would never get a holiday off. Like, especially, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, if you sell out, you sell out, you know, or
it's part of kind of this greater like labor rights conversation that's happening in general, which is like, what about the like we expect so many people to like subsidize fun and fancy holidays for us by not getting holidays for themselves, you know, like where are our values? Because in like, I mean, there are jokes about like in Europe or in France or whatever, like there are so many holidays and nobody works on them.
Yeah, I think that's like, that was kind of like the criticism of Juneteenth being a holiday. Mm-hmm. Is that like Black people disproportionate or like whatever are like more likely to work jobs that won't get Juneteenth off, and it'll just be like white office workers all off on Juneteenth, and then.
Well, I know, but it's because like America has such a weird. I mean, we're like work addicted or whatever, so we have such like a weird relationship with even having a holiday, where it's like we have all these holidays that like only like nobody actually gets off on a lot of these holidays. Like most of the time, if you're a retail worker, you work in a restaurant, or you work in like. Like a coffee shop or whatever, like a lot of times you're gonna still be working, or a lot of other jobs, or and it's interesting because it's not like that in other places. Like other places, their holiday is actually their holiday. I remember watching a documentary about the building of Disneyland Paris. And it was like the American builders were always getting pissed off because the schedule was always being like delayed because France has so many holidays, and like the workers were like, no, we're not working, it's the holiday.
Yeah, also like even aside from like the actual holidays, like all those jobs in Europe, like their vacation policy is incredible. They get like 6 weeks off, 1 month, you know, it's crazy, which is like, that sounds crazy, but it's like, actually, no, like, if you're doing your You do need 6 weeks off. Like,
yeah, and you, like, I mean, it shouldn't have to be that your boss has to do an undercover boss to realize that you want to spend Thanksgiving with your family. Like, that's insane. Terrible.
Hey, American Fever Dream listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift, because now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone for any occasion. And it's easy. You just tap or click Gift Mode in your Etsy app or Etsy.com, and then answer a few questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you a curated gift idea list based on hundreds of personas. Now it is simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a Mother's Day gift for the quilter or a birthday present for the vintage hunter, there is something for everyone on Etsy. Some of my favorite things to do are go to Etsy Gift Mode and then search absurd things like, what kind of gifts do you have with Walter Cronkite on them? What kind of gifts do you have for dachshund owners? There's jewelry, ceramic, toys, board games, all kinds of fun stuff. A gifting moment is always right around the corner. Whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you, Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Today's episode of American Fever Dream is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. It's Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription rental service, and for just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. This is the best. You just put it back in your box, send it out, and before you know it, you've got your next one. And you always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. I bought the Rachel Antonoff pasta puffer from them. I was obsessed with it, like everybody who tries it is, and it was completely sold out everywhere else. So I felt like I really, really had an in there. So thank you, Nuuly. Nuuly is an amazing value at $98 a month for any six styles. And right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code FEVERDREAM20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code FEVERDREAM20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's with code FEVERDREAM20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
All right, I'm going to move us along to our next topic. This is the topic that Millie picked. So, two longtime Fox News correspondents, Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg, have resigned over Tucker Carlson's three-part series on January 6th called Patriot Purge. I'm genuinely surprised that there isn't already a Purge movie called Patriot Purge, but I guess that's not
far off from their names. Like, it's all like some crazy shit like that.
It's like Patriot Election. Da, da, da. So I was like, I thought they would have gotten Patriot. They really blew that one by not getting Patriot Purge.
Purge is like very leftist.
Yes.
Messaging.
So. Yes. So I think Patriot, I would actually think that I'm sure the Patriot Purge movie, I think, would actually have some interesting commentary if it was coming from the Purge franchise. Yeah. The Tucker Carlson Patriot Purge, not so much. So basically, these two correspondents, they said that they resigned over Carlson's series because it is based on incendiary and fabricated claims that could lead to even more violence. Goldberg told NPR, it's basically saying that the Biden regime is coming after half the country, and this is the war on terror 2.0. It traffics in all manner of innuendo and conspiracy theories that I think legitimately could lead to violence. That, for me and for Steve, was the last straw. According to five people with direct knowledge of the resignations, they reflect a larger conversation at Fox with senior anchors like Chris Wallace expressing concern over the network's willingness to allow false information to air on its platform. The network's leaders told Goldberg that once Trump left office, the incendiary claims would stop, but they've only continued. And Patriot Purge is one of the most recent and most disturbing at all. So this thing that he aired, it's three parts. And basically it says that, like, January 6th was the false flag operation that was put together so that the Biden administration can arrest conservatives and go after conservatives. And Tucker Carlson has the most watched news commentary show in America on the most watched news network in America. Crazy.
And, like, I thought that they were Antifa, so which is it? Like, didn't he say that those the January 6th people are Antifa? And then it's also like, why don't you say that to the fucking officer? Like, people are dead.
I know. Well, yeah. People are dead. Like, it's very weird because it's like, it's the same people who be like, okay, Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot, like, she's a hero, but also they're all Antifa and it's a false flag. And
they're one of us conservatives. And Kyle Rittenhouse is right. I don't understand, like, the logic between, like, Kyle Rittenhouse should have been not guilty, and also Ashley Babbitt should have not been killed. Like,
yeah,
and makes no sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like killing a cop while holding back the blue flag. Like, it's really all just about, as we saw with Rittenhouse and with this, it's all about, like, being able to maintain white supremacy. So if the cop is actually defending against white supremacy, then we're not backing the blue anymore, are we?
Well, it's also interesting. I mean, this was like a whole other thing too, like, a little off topic, but, like, yeah, like, that was the thing that people said about the two guys that were killed in the protest. It was like, they were both white, but they're no longer white when they're standing up for, you know, the rights of non-white, you know? It's like,
yeah,
or you lose your whiteness.
Exactly, or they're caught in the crosshairs of a battle over whiteness, then it's like, okay, you're expendable as well. But I think this is really scary because, like, to me, the craziest thing about all the, like, rewriting of history on January 6th is, like, we watched it on TV.
We watched it live, literally live.
So to see, and also, like, clearly there was a rally full of known Trump supporters who, like, are pictured there. Like, they're not Antifa. Half the
Trump
people that
was there.
Yeah, like, and half the people that they've arrested have, like, years of history as right-wing people, and there are pictures of them in the Capitol. So it's really scary to see the level of, like, falsehood that can actually be put out that will be accepted.
And it's also, like, I was watching Succession, and, you know, the last episode was super disturbing because it's literally, like, how they choose the conservative president, and, like, they had, like, a more moderate or a more bland, but then they went with the most fascist, crazy one. And it's all because, like, the Roys, which are, like, you know, the Murdochs, like, whatever, mm-hmm. just want to make money. And they know that, like, one is going to be more, like, they have no morals. It's all about money. And it's, like, they don't care that these people are actually killing people. They don't care about the consequences of their actions. They fucking, like, and most of them don't even believe this shit.
No, they don't.
Tucker Carlson probably, like, does not believe that. Half
Tucker
the shit
Carlson
that he
actually
says.
Probably knows for sure that this shit he's saying isn't true because he's actively part of making it up. So, like,
and also, like, the COVID thing and, like, just, but, like, it's just, at what point, it's so hard because it's, like, how do you even deal with people like this who, like, have no morals? Like, don't care about affecting people's lives negatively. They just want to make money. Like, how do you battle that?
I mean, it's really, really tough because even here, these guys who left Fox are saying, like, that the network had told them, like, yeah, we're going to calm it down. And then they were like, oh, no, actually, we can make way more money by turning the heat up. So they're going to do that. So it's like when it's really tough. And it's why, you know, not to constantly be harping on Democrats, but it's why we really need them to be, like, actually doing things. And, like, because the Republicans are not good faith actors. The Democratic Never. Party, even with Manchin and Sinema, who I think are basically Republicans at this point, it's like the Democratic Party makes up not only all of rational politics, but all of anyone who might even potentially be a fair actor in all of this stuff. So it's like, how do we get, I feel like it's like they're completely united on doing all this stuff. And we just sit there and be like, wow, that's really bad. It's really bad that they put that on TV. That sucks.
And it's also like, yeah, they're all together. And it's also like, how, because people are like, oh, left, or we got to meet in the middle. How do you meet in the middle with people who don't care about the truth? How do you meet in the middle with people who don't know any facts, you know, or like don't care about facts?
Well, and it's also people who are, they're coming to the middle to draw you to the right. It's like a false thing. Like they meet you in the middle and then they grab you and pull you over to the right. Like it's a trap. They just pretend they're going to negotiate with you and then they pull the football and they catch you in a little net.
Yeah, which is like, that's why it's hard, because it's like, okay, everyone talks about how divided this country is and all that stuff. But I'm not sure the solution is like meet in the middle. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's why we have to stay all the way left and fucking promote communism and then let these assholes. So then somewhere in the middle is like, whatever the fuck, democracy.
Well, yeah, I agree. So is that where we're going to end on our episode, is that we just end with promote communism? Leave that to Amanda.
Poor Amanda. Shouldn't have flown out.
Hey, Amanda, sorry you went on vacation for once. Like the Target employees, we used the podcast to promote communism, and then now we're kind of out. So.
Well, promoting communism, whatever. If we promote communism, it'll end in socialism, and then that will be great. No, I'm talking about mild socialism like they have in Europe, where everyone has nice things, but everyone has healthcare.
And also, going back to the beginning, we get our holidays. For real.
We get our fucking holidays.
We get our fucking holidays.
We need a 6-week vacation.
We need
a
6-week.
Amanda, be gone for 6 weeks. It'll be a completely different pod when you come back.
Yeah, the pod will be canceled by the time you go back. But take those 6 weeks, Amanda.
Take those 6 weeks. It'll be called Betches Pups. We'll have our dogs.
It'll be
will
dogs
each,
barking.
Dogs will be barking at the news.
Mm-hmm. I think last week I suggested we add a baby to the podcast as well. So by the time Amanda comes back, it'll be a bunch of dogs and a baby.
We listen. And guess what? Guess who pulls content the most? Dogs and babies.
Exactly. 100%. And we'll still have more editorial standards than the Tucker Carlson program or any of Fox News' programs. All right, guys, that's our show. Until the end of democracy, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast.
Betches Pups.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow @Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com.
Betches.